48 hours in the Super Bowl, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell today addressed how the troubling economy is affecting what is considered America's most popular sport. Although there has been talk about how the recession is affecting the atmosphere around the big game this year in Tampa, it's hard for most Bay Area citizens to detect. Prices at some of the biggest publicized parties this weekend still cost hundreds of dollars, and tickets for the game don't appear to be dropping below face value, which are at $800 and $1,000 respectively. Nevertheless, Goodell said the recession is affecting the league in several ways. First and foremost, with the paying customers.
Less disposable income out there. The people who've lost their jobs. Can they continue to afford to come to an NFL game or to any other event? The good news for us is that we have a tremendous product, and people want to continue to be associated with that. People want to continue to be involved with the game and get emotionally involved with the game. And I think that's the benefit to the NFL. There's a flight to quality in times like this.
Speaking at the Tampa Convention Center, Goodell said many of the league's business partners are also going through difficult times. But he says at the minimum, his sport represents an escape from the problems of the world for at least a few hours.
We have a lot of issues in our country and around our globe. And we have to be able to deal with those aggressively. But those are issues that I think for a few hours on Sunday, hopefully we'll all be able to come together and enjoy a great football game and come together as Americans around a great event.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced recently that they will not raise ticket prices for 2009. That comes after the largest increase in club history. Roger Goodell says most clubs won't be hiking their prices this year.
We are going to look at all of our season ticket prices. Each team is doing that evaluation. I believe about three quarters of the league will hold their ticket prices flat. They are going to have to work harder, be more creative, and offer extended terms in some cases to our fans to allow them to try to get through this kind of a difficult cycle. We'll continue to work with our business partners who are facing challenges on their level. We'll have to figure out what we can do to help them through this period of time.
Goodell also dealt with several questions regarding labor relations with the National Football League Players Association. Last year, NFL owners opted out of the current agreement with the players, saying that giving all of them 60% of all the revenues is no longer tenable in the current economy. That means this upcoming season is the last with a salary cap, and the agreement terminates with an uncapped year in 2010. The NFL could choose to lock out the players in 2011 in the absence of a new contract. At a news conference on Thursday, acting NFL Players Association Executive Director Richard Berthelsen said the players aren't in the mood to give anything back.
The revenue pie has continued to grow. I know we're in a state of our economy now where there's a lot of uncertain things, but certainly looking back, that revenue pie has continued to grow. And the players see no reason why their slice of that pie should be any smaller in the future.
Berthelsen also mentioned an economic analysis commissioned by the Players Union that shows that the league is doing just fine.
The study found that in the last 10 years, NFL clubs have grown in value on average from $288 million to over $1 billion. Exactly, to be specific, $1.04 billion. This is an annual compound growth rate of almost 14% in the last 10 years. The study also showed that in the last year of increases in franchise value, the average club grew in value by $83 million and try to duplicate that anywhere else in this economy.
But Commissioner Goodell sounded adversarial upon hearing of the union's comments.
Let me just say there's a lot of fiction in that. That report is not accurate, and we are very clear. We understand our system. We understand the numbers. The ownership spent a tremendous amount of time evaluating the current collective bargaining agreement, and I think they came to the conclusion that it was better to terminate that agreement and go into a negotiation where we could work to try to come up with something that would work for all clubs and our players, rather than continue on with that system.